Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett, yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, 10, and 11. Come on, stay right there for 5 more seconds. God, we're ready to receive your word. We are ready to receive your word. The interest of your word giveth light. It gives understanding even unto the simple. Oh, God, we receive your word. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. Now, in the interest of time, you can be seated, okay? I want you to write this down, an overcoming spirit. That's what I want to talk to you a few minutes about tonight, an overcoming spirit, okay? What are we going to talk about? Look at your neighbor and say, this old school tonight. Overcoming spirit. Okay. Now, write this down. To surmount obstacles. Now, you're not going to find this in Webster because I kind of mixed Webster and what I felt the Lord was saying. To surmount obstacles, to be victorious, to prevail, to receive from Christ the strength to do all things. Okay? That's my working definition this evening for overcoming. To surmount obstacles, to be victorious, to prevail, to receive from Christ the strength to do all things. Y'all got it? All right, somebody shout, I'm an overcomer. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, 10, and 11. Follow along with me. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Mm-hmm. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. All right, verse 11. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. Okay, and out of that, I want to explain it, and we're going to talk about an overcoming spirit. And I've already told you, overcoming is to surmount obstacles, to be victorious, to prevail, to receive from Christ the strength to do all things. So when I say an overcoming spirit, this is the type of person you will be if you have an overcoming spirit. And an overcoming spirit is one that will surmount obstacles, one that's determined to be victorious, one that is willing to prevail, and one that will receive the strength from Christ to do everything in their life. Okay? Now, sometimes I know as believers and all people, in life in general, we wish that things would be easier. I don't necessarily wake up every day and I say to God, just send me something. Throw me something hard. Throw me something difficult to actually deal with. For the most part, you know, believers in particular, we just really kind of, you know, seek for things not to be as challenging. Now, we don't necessarily mind some challenges, but we don't want things to be as challenging. Because as soon as they get too challenging, we get to praying. And we get to going in because we want the prayer to relieve us, in many cases, of the challenges that are actually necessary. Okay? But challenges, in many cases, is what God uses to really pull us into the person, to pull us into the people, to pull us into the church that he really wants us to be. But if our thought process of challenges is less than that, then we're going to want to evade them, move away from them, and not even have anything to do with them. But how many of y'all know life is not always easy? Can I get a witness and an amen anywhere? How many of y'all know challenges are not always simple? They're a part of our walk with God. Tell your neighbor, challenges in your life are a part of your walk with God. Do you really think that the church or the world in general would have such high achievers in life if folk were not challenged? No. Challenges in the church, in the world, in the life of the individual is what actually produces and causes us to become high achievers and to overcome a whole lot of other stuff in our life. And I mean, think about it. Who wants to have success or have victory or have a great accomplishment? And it was something simple. It didn't take nothing to get it. No. The greater the level of challenge, in many cases, is a greater level of appreciation for what we have. And God wants us to understand that we are to be people that have an overcoming spirit. We are people that we surmount above the obstacles. We are people that are victorious. We are people that prevail. We are the people that receive the strength that we need from God to get everything done in our life. Touch two people and tell them, an overcoming spirit. Come on, an overcoming spirit. Because without an overcoming spirit, you're never going to step into what God has for you. If you don't surmount obstacles, if you don't prevail, if you don't receive from God the strength to do all things, if you don't have a mindset to be victorious, you'll go through life settling for less than what God really wanted us to have. There are going to be some opposition. There are going to be some challenges in life. So an overcoming spirit is a great quality that the person sitting beside you is going to need to have. An overcoming spirit. Tell your neighbor that. An overcoming spirit. We're involved in one of the greatest calls. The call to serve God. The call to see people saved. The call to see people healed. The call to see people develop. The call to see God's people, the call to see the church flourish. There's so much confusion and misunderstanding and chaos in the world, and people are doing anything to get answers. And thanks be unto God that there is an answer coming from the house of God. We are not people who act like we don't have no hope. We are people whose hope is anchored in God. Touch your neighbor and say, you can overcome obstacles. You're going to be victorious. You will prevail. And the strength you need to do all things, you're going to get that from the Lord. The biggest enemy, please listen to me. The biggest enemy or the largest enemy that individuals have, that the church has, is not something external. It's internal. When we become the kind of people that become complacent, just kind of lackadaisical people, we begin to settle for less than what God has for you. And if you're not careful, you'll let your challenges in life cause you to settle for less. And your enemy, sometimes the greatest enemy to the new victory that God wants you to have is the previous victory you experienced. Because we tend to kind of lay back and kind of take things for granted. And when we do that, y'all, we don't become the thriving, the exciting, the moving and growing, blessed people that God wants us to be. We don't have to settle. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to settle. We are called by God to be an extraordinary church. And an extraordinary church is not just a building. It is the people. And what makes people extraordinary is when it's like when ordinary people will be willing to be overcomers we can do some extraordinary things. And when each individual makes up in his or her mind that they're going to have this overcoming spirit in life, that contributes not only to them personally, it contributes not only to their family, it contributes to the church, it contributes to the community as a whole. So the Lord says, what makes us exceptional and what makes us extraordinary is when each individual purposes within themselves that I am not going to be a person that doesn't overcome my obstacles. I'm going to be a thriving person in every single area of my life. And you need to speak to you, and you need to tell you, this is the kind of person I'm going to be. Touch your neighbor and say, an overcoming spirit. Say it with a little more authority. Say, an overcoming spirit. So God wants us to be a great church. And that's how a great church is built. A great church, in many cases, in the minds of a lot of people, is built by, is the music great? Is the programs and service great? Is the preaching great? Is the teaching great? All those things are necessary. But what is music? What is teaching? What is preaching? What is programs? What is service without strong people? So those things are not what make a strong church. What makes a strong church is when each individual person purposes within themselves to commit to being a person that's going to have victory, that's going to be an overcomer, that's going to be a person that's going to allow the strength that God has to be given to them to do everything. And when each one of us become individuals who want and desire to be overcoming people, then the music gets great. The programs and services are phenomenal. The preaching and teaching is great. All of those things are just fruits that come from an amazing God that's got extraordinary people willing to trust him. So that's what makes strong. What makes your house so strong is not how much money is coming in. Your house needs money to come in. What makes your family strong is not how nice the house is that you live in. You need a nice house to live in. What makes your family great is not what you drive, not what your position is, what your possessions are. Know ye not that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things of which he possesses. But what makes your house, what makes your family so strong is when the individuals within the house purpose within themselves to be people that are going to overcome the obstacles that are designed to break the fabric of that family down. And when each individual purposes within themselves to be an overcomer within their local home, in their local family, then the fruit of that is a strong family, is a blessed home, where people are healthy, where they're willing to work together. So we break it all the way down and come all the way back and not make it about just stuff and things and make it about what I as an individual am willing to do to be a victorious person. Because y'all, listen, there's so many things in life that'll make you feel like you can't make it. Like you can't take it. Do you have any idea? Well, we don't know the scope. And really, in many cases, we have no idea what some of the obstacles are that the people on your roll have had to rise above just to be here tonight. You have no idea some of the things that have hit them personally, have hit their family, have come against what God has called them to do. And over time, without a resilient determination to have victory over it, they would not have survived it. But look at your neighbor and you ain't seen, and say, you ain't seen anything yet. Say, God has so much more for you to do. And you're going to have an overcoming spirit to watch it come to pass. So let's never lose sight of what God has called us to do, what God has called us to be. And I believe that in order for us to see the church, to be what God has called it to be, we're going to have leaders. We're going to have members who in their own personal lives are committed to becoming all that God has called them to be. I want everything that God has for me. Again, you can get a little tired along the way. You can get a little discouraged. You can get kind of laid back, and before you know it, stuff just the edge for serving God can just, it can just go dull. And church can become routine. It can be something that we go to because it's Tuesday, not because I'm going to get what God has for me tonight. I'm not just going to go on Sunday because Sunday is the day that I go to church. I'm going because I'm going to get what God has for me. And God wants me to be an overcomer. You can overcome anything going on in your mind, your body, your spirit, your finance, and your relationship, and your business, any area of your life. But you have got to be, and I've got to be a person that say, you know what? I'm just going to be a person that I'm going to trust that I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. The strength that I need to deal with all of it is going to actually come from the Lord. And when we have individuals who want to be enduring, and when we got leaders who want to be enduring, you're going to have an enduring church. If you're a person that wants to be an enduring person or an enduring believer, you're going to be an overcoming believer. I don't want to just start, y'all. I intend to finish. Look at your neighbor and say, I intend to finish. What good is it like? I mean, what excitement would come out of people climbing the mountain if the mountain was just all flat? There would be no excitement, no thrill that would come out of it. The thrill and the excitement is the challenge that it comes from climbing the mountain. So it is with us living for God. What real excitement would we have to use our faith if there were no challenges? As a matter of fact, if I didn't have challenges in my life as an individual serving God, what place would faith even have in my life? I don't use faith just to get stuff. I use my faith also to get through stuff. And that's what makes the victory so much more rewarding. I want you to get excited about your challenges. I want you to look forward to them. And I want you to see them as something that God is using to build something exceptional inside of you. Look at your neighbor and say, whatever you're going through and dealing with right now, God is using it to build something exceptional inside of you. So I want you to commit to having an overcoming spirit. Let's look at a few scriptures I want to show you tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. We got to deal with this in our individual lives as a people. For God has not given us the spirit of what? But of what? And of what? And of what? So check this out. If God didn't give us fear, who's it coming from? So the Bible is telling us where fear is coming from. You will have an overcoming spirit. God hadn't built you to be afraid of what he's designed you to overcome. And notice something, y'all. Fear is not an emotion. It ain't a feeling. The Bible says God hadn't given us the spirit. So fear is a spirit. Fear will try to show up and make you think you can't get through this. You can't get beyond that. You cannot overcome this. You can't be victorious over that. The strength to get through this, you're not going to have it. You can't be healed. You can't be better. You can't be debt free. You can't start a business. You can't be strong. You can't build your relationship with God. And then fear will try to show up. You can't. But the Lord said, I didn't give you, that's not coming from me. When we first started building the building we're in, and we were putting up the red iron and everything, and it was doing the steel, and it was doing 9/11, and I walked up here in here before all the walls and everything was up and everything, and I looked up, and y'all, see, the ceiling, this building is way taller than what you see inside, because originally it was designed to be two stories. And I came in here one day and wasn't nothing in here, and I looked way up there, and I saw a steel, and I thought, what in the world? what in the world I done done, what we done got ourselves into. 9/11, and the economy is bust. Everything is upside down, folk going through, and here we are in the middle of the building. I looked at him and I said, Lord, how in the world are we going to finish this building? And for just a moment, fear grabbed me. Fear grabbed me for just a moment. But then the Lord reminded me, this is my house. You build it, I'll pay for it. So what I had to do is I just had to take another step. Just take another step. Just take another step. But the important thing, that's how you get victory over fear, is take another step. So I had to go back to the Word of God, and I had to start getting me some scriptures that remind me that God was going to finish what he started in my life. Now, I don't know what it is that or where you are right now, and there's something or things that God's got you doing, and you looking up, and you about to ask yourself, what in the world? And I'm here to tell you tonight, if fear tries to hit your life, interfering with what God has called you to do, you need to know that ain't coming from God. Fear is of the devil. Are you listening to me? Fear is of the devil, and it is a spirit, and it will hang around and hang around and hang around and hang around until you drive it away. Are you listening to me tonight? Touch your neighbor and say, an overcoming spirit. Tell them, be a person that finishes well. Starting is the easy part. Man, when we start, praise God. Look at what the Lord is doing. But finishing is another thing. That's another whole process. Look at your neighbor and say, we got a lot of great starters. Say, there are a lot of folk that start well, but they're going to need an overcoming spirit to finish. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to commit to being an overcomer. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. And that's what this whole scripture was about in Corinthians. It's about everything that we started yesterday, everything that God told us to do. We'll finish it. We've seen God do it before. We've overcame things before, and we'll overcome what's in front of us now. We're going to finish what we started. Look at this, y'all. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you. Let me see your hands if you believe God started something in you. Let me see your hand, right? Oh, come on, talk to me. You believe God started something. Look at what the rest of that scripture says. You got to be confident of this thing. That if God started a good work in you, he will perform it. Are you listening to me? Look at your neighbor and say, me and God going to finish this thing together. Say, I'm going to finish for God. Jesus completes what he starts. And you got to want to see what God has called you to do. You got to want to see it finished. If you started off going to school and you hit a little obstacle that's designed to put fear in your heart and try to derail you and get you to abandon what you know God has started with you, you got to believe that God's going to finish it. And since you believe that God's going to finish it, now this is going to be your part. You got to want to see it completed. I dare you to look at somebody and say, I want to see God finish what he started in my life. See, don't just quote what he's going to do, but you and I have to take our place and say, I want to see him finish it. I ain't just going to walk around, God's going to finish what he started in my life. No, I'm in that with God. God, I want to see you finish what you started. I want to see you complete this thing. I want to see the report that say I'm healed. I want to see the note where I pay my last house note. I want to see my child's college totally paid in full. I want to see me, God, being successful at what you called me to do. God's going to do his part. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to have an overcoming spirit. Say, I want to see this thing completed. A few more verses right quick. Let's look at James 1 and 4. Woo, check this out, y'all. James 1 and 4, he says, but let patience have her perfect work. There's a reason for it. That you may be perfect and entire. Guess what, y'all? Wanting nothing. In other words, that's an overcoming spirit. That's a person that's willing to endure. Are you listening to me tonight? Complete, lacking nothing. Completing what we started, God. You and I completing that, God, that's nothing more than an overcoming spirit, because things are going to be thrown at you to try to get you not to finish. Look at your neighbor and say, but you're going to finish, baby. You're going to finish. Let's look at Galatians 6 and 9. This is going to help somebody right here. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall what? If we what? When it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, what it is literally saying is, let us not grow weary. You don't just wake up tonight and I'm so tired just from sleeping last night that I don't want to do nothing else. People just don't get weary all at one moment. People grow. So let us not grow weary. In other words, when you feel fear, when you feel doubt, when you feel things coming trying to discourage you and push you back, don't settle for that. You got to know that God's going to finish what he started in your life. And you got to tell yourself, I got an overcoming spirit. I'm overcoming obstacles in my life. I'm confident that what God started, God's going to finish. God hadn't given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I'm going to let patience have her perfect work. So don't grow weary. Because over time, and then he says, don't grow weary in well-doing. So God is telling me to tell you, just keep doing good. Just keep doing good. It may not look like nothing is happening, but keep doing good. I don't care how great a seed is. You don't get what's in that seed from that seed until you plant it. Are you listening to me? And when it says in due season, that means that there are seasons that you and I walk through. But just know this, no matter what the season is, as long as you don't grow weary, the season is coming where you're going to reap. If you faint not, don't sit back and allow yourself to be a person that settles for less than what you know God has told you he's going to do in your life. You got this. Look at this. It's March. It's headed towards April. January didn't kill you. Come on, somebody. Come on, y'all. The last thing that tried to keep you down, you got back up. Look at your neighbor and say, look at you tonight. Say, clap those chocolate and vanilla hands and tell the Lord thank you. Come on, look at you tonight. Look at what the Lord has done. Tell your neighbor it's going to happen over time. Oh, touch two more people. Say it's going to happen over time. It's going to happen over time. Come on, keep growing. Keep your seed in the garden. Don't grow weary. Grow strength. Don't be weary. Be strong. God's got us, y'all. We're gonna be okay. Don't grow weary. We gotta have an overcoming spirit. Let's look at a couple more verses. Hebrews 12 and 3. How am I gonna not be weary, Bishop? I'm glad you wanna know. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be weary and faint in your own heart. You gotta look to Jesus. You gotta look to Jesus. You gotta look to Jesus. You got to look to Jesus. I remember one day I got upset with Pastor Patty and she didn't even know I was upset. I was so upset with her, I had to quote the scripture to myself. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtain the favor of the Lord. I didn't even have to go back and tell her I was upset, because as I got through quote the scripture, I was straight. And there's certain things you don't even need to go have to deal with if you quote the scripture, because you'll be straight. When you quote the scripture, you come under the guidance of this word. And when you come under the guidance of this word, your faith is released to respond to what the word is telling you. So I got to consider Jesus. And the Lord already told me, I got you. I'm going to finish. When you have a moment and you wondering if we're going to finish, he says, look to me. Remember, I've already gone through it for you. And I'm going to finish what I started in your life, Reverend. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my season is coming. Well, I wish I had about 20 people that would just prophesy to yourself and say, oh, my season is coming. I don't hear nobody, oh, my season is coming. But see, if you're not willing to quote it, that means you're just willing to settle. Oh, my season is coming. Oh, my season is coming. Oh, my season is coming. You ain't got to sound like me, but you better get something for yourself that works for you. You got to get something that rings your bell, something that floats your boat. Talk back to me, somebody, tonight. Tell two more people, my season is coming. God keeps his word, y'all. He keeps his word. He keeps his word. Psalms 37:3. Let's go on to the house. Trust in the Lord and do crazy. Trust in the Lord and do bad. All hell is breaking loose. Your enemies are rising up against you. It looks like they that are against you are more than they that are for you. It looks like stuff is acting up and going crazy. What do I need to do? See, this is the part I need you to get. Everybody can holler trust in the Lord. And you do got to do that. But you can't trust him and then not do good. What good do I have to do? Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. You got to trust him that you're going to do good. So, Lord, not only am I going to trust you, but I'm going to keep doing good. I'm going to do what's right. Because when I do what's right, it's going to take care of what's wrong. Now, notice what he said. He said, Bishop, do good, and I got you. Don't worry about it. You're going to make it. Oh, you're going to dwell. And guess what? Not only are you going to flourish where I plant you, you're going to be fed. Someone said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So the Lord says, right where I planted you, you're going to flourish. And you're going to be fed. Lord Jesus, have mercy. In the land wherein I planted you. But this is a key. Do good. Trust God. Eat what the Lord has provided for you. Dwell, don't uproot and run off. Do good, and you're going to see what happens as a result of trusting him. Sometimes the best way to get what God wants you to understand is to read the scripture backwards. Because God hides what he wants you to get that's deeper when you read it backwards. Now, see, a fool can't find that. God has a way of tucking stuff in the scripture so that the devil don't even get it. But the saints, he reveal it to you. Look at your neighbor and say, some of them scriptures you're reading, read them backwards and see what the Lord tell you. Well, Bishop, you don't know where I am. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know really what I'm going through. How am I going to get this overcoming spirit? Sometimes I just feel like I'm getting weary. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can handle it. It just seems like I want to draw back. You even said life has different seasons. All right, let's go home with Psalms 126:5-6. You mean to tell me you can sow in tears? Oh, Lord, that can't be in the Bible. You mean to tell me you can sow if the conditions are not perfect? You mean to tell me you can sow with a heavy heart? You can sow with a tear running down your cheek? You can sow when the report you got ain't the report that you want to hear. But the Lord said, if you sow in tears, you're going to reap in what? Come on, y'all, it's in the Bible. Look at the next verse, 6. He that goeth forth and what? Lord Jesus, have mercy. Bearing what? I'm determined, and no matter what I go through, I'm still going to have an overcoming spirit. I am an overcomer. I might be going through a little something, but don't you let what you see me go through suggest that I ain't coming out. See, just because you see me going through, people see you going through, but they don't see what you're planting. They don't see what you're sowing. Are you listening to me, y'all? See, it's not what people see, it's what you do. Now, the people will see you weak, but God said, I'm watching you sowing. I'm watching you continue to do good, even when you got a right to do bad. He said, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, said, you ain't got to worry about it. You're coming again. In other words, you're going to bounce back. And you ain't bouncing back just any kind of way. Oh, there's going to be some clapping in your hands, some running in your feet. And y'all may not understand this, but it's going to be some money in your bank account. Well, about 10 people. Yeah. See, you got to receive. I wish you would plant a seed right in this thing. So the point of the matter is an overcoming spirit. It doesn't require things to be perfect for you to overcome. God said, even when you're walking through things that are designed to make you feel like you want to quit, God said, keep sowing. Keep doing good. And I got you. Touch two people and say an overcoming spirit.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.